That's what it's all about right there.
Welcome back to my house. It's Rosie on the house. This hour in particular, we're talking homeowner insurance and how this current series of events in the last 12 months may impact the questions you need to make sure you cover with your insurance agent as it relates to your home, your possessions, your family, and your protection. And to have that conversation, we brought in our own personal confidant, the Rosie Certified Focus Insurance Company's owner, Clay Jansen. Clay, we were talking course of construction insurance a little bit earlier. I want to get back to that, but I think you've got something you want to roll out.
We do. We'd love to.
Just for the Rosie listeners.
That's right. We know how riveting insurance can be, right, Rosie? So we thought we would bring a special offer along to all the Rosie listeners today. So for anybody out there that that is just curious on, you know, where their auto and homeowners insurance stands, you know, pricing and coverage and, right, all that great stuff, for the first 10 folks that jump on our website, focusinsurance.com, that's P-H-O-C-U-S insurance.com. We have a little button right there that says get your free quote. All of our quotes are always free. The consultation's always free. But for the first 10 folks that do that, we're going to go ahead and pull a name, right? We're going to try to do it today and get it to you guys today. But if not, it'll be Monday. And we'd like to give that lucky winner a $100 credit to the Rosie on the House e-commerce store. So,
oh, that's a hoot.
Yeah. So it's no obligation. You don't have to change your insurance. You don't have to do that. But if you just want to do a spot check, get a second opinion, right? We'd love to do that for you. And it is instantaneous gratification. So those quotes are free and you will get some answers right away.
Well, I've always done business with you just because I like you and your dad, and I tend to be loyal. But boy, your firm really stepped up for Jennifer in what our family went through the last 3 years.
Our pleasure.
Yeah, I think I've had to use just about every dimension of Focus.
And yep.
What I have loved about the latest thing with my mom is you know, I've spent a lot of time with her and trying to help her in every way I can, but this is not my area. So we've of course been meeting by Zoom.
Yep.
And just your patient way of explaining things. We have never been made to feel like, oh, you don't know that, because we really don't know nothing. So it's really been very helpful, educational, never feel pressured. Here's one thing I do love. I love it all, but here's one thing that's really so special to me is that you make sure that everybody who's invited into that meeting, so it's my mom and my sisters, what do you think about that? What do you think about that? What do you think about that? So you never let anybody be walked over. You make sure that everybody gets a voice and that everybody understands. And then we kind of go through slides, you know?
Yep, that's right.
And then, you know, we take a picture of the slides so we can recapture that later. But then before we move to the next one, any questions? Everybody understand that? You got that? No dumb questions. So I have learned a lot. And I feel safe, you know, and I don't feel pressured. So I really appreciate it. Thank you very much.
I think you just made my week. So thank you.
Well, you've made ours. And my mom and sister, all three of us, when we're done, we always say, hey, thank you so very much.
Oh,
so
our pleasure.
We appreciate it.
Our pleasure. Always there to help out.
He could tell you more than anybody. I mean, you came this close to becoming a very, very rich widow. You were this close, honey.
How much?
Yeah, right.
This close.
Well, I like what I got better.
Oh.
Yeah, but we had to use.
Priceless.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Back to home ownership and home remodeling, home improvement. We were talking with Clay about remodeling projects that has been kind of motivated by this stay-at-home quagmire we found ourselves in. We have found in the remodeling industry that it's not driving. You would think it would really be driving the home office work, remodeling. Turn that bedroom into my office. We haven't seen that in 2020. What we've seen in 2020 is their home so much more. Projects they've been just dreaming about doing now become urgent and critical.
You're staring at that kitchen.
Now, I think 2021, many people working from home are going to say, this isn't a seasonal thing. This is the new normal. And now I do want a home office with the appropriate video backdrop screen in the back.
That's right.
You know,
we saw more people buying new homes in our world. We saw more people buying new homes if it was home office related.
Yes.
And if it wasn't home office related, we saw more people remodeling.
Yeah.
Right? But that extra home office, it's hard to make that appear sometimes in the house, right? So you maybe need to buy a bigger house and add a room, but lots of remodels, right? Lots of folks.
I always vote for adding on.
That's right. Yeah, that's, as a remodeling expert.
That's my vote. Yeah. Let's add
that's
on.
That's right.
So one of the questions I was talking about in the last hour that we go over with our remodeling clients is we always have a discussion, and I'm going to qualify that, about course of construction insurance. Now, we have negotiated with your firm to just cover everybody we do work with.
That's
so
right.
So we really don't have to have that conversation anymore. We just automatically cover it.
That's right.
But every homeowner that's remodeling needs to know what course of construction insurance is. When you buy, and Jennifer and I are looking at upgrading some kitchen appliances at home, I thought I knew what was expensive.
Yeah.
I'm in the business.
You've been enlightened.
You can spend $35,000 on your appliance package and not even blink an eye.
Instantaneously. That's right.
Not, there's refrigerators that are over $15,000, professional gas ranges that go to $20,000. Those get delivered in the kitchen remodel.
Yep. They're on your property.
And something happens. They're stolen. It burns down. The appliances are destroyed.
That's right.
They're not installed. They're standing free in the garage in your staging area. What happens?
It all happens. We've seen it all.
Man.
Right? The fire that starts, the truck that pulls up and mysteriously in the middle of the night, and the appliances or other building materials are gone, right? All those other materials, right? The boxes of the tiles and all of that stuff. So a lot of times course of construction starts as a conversation of theft of construction materials, right? But it could be appliances, those expensive appliances. So the way we approach course of construction is really from two angles. Number one, Rosie mentioned it earlier, is working with a licensed, insured, bonded, right, contractor that has course of construction. So make that question a top priority if you're getting a remodel. Does my contractor have the course of construction coverage, right? Then you want to look to yourself. So the second step is to look to your own homeowner's insurance, right, and find out if that coverage is available. Here's the good news. If you call your insurance company and ask about either the theft, and that's often how they have it phrased, theft of construction materials or course of construction, both of those are pretty synonymous, there's often a rider that can be added to your policy if you're going to do this remodel. But there's a couple of catches, right? First catch, right? You have to have a licensed, insured, bonded contractor. They will not cover course of construction unless you have a licensed, insured contractor, right, on your property. Number two, interestingly enough, this catches people off guard. You often can't add course of construction unless 40% of your home is under remodel, 40% or more. So when I throw that out there to everybody, if you're thinking about a home remodel, kind of start to do that math. Is 40% of my home going to be under remodel? I need to call my insurance company, add that rider. But if less than 40% of your home is being remodeled, then you better make sure that that contractor has that coverage.
Absolutely.
So I always tell people it's better to have both. I'd rather a client have the course of construction rider on their homeowners and have a licensed, bonded, insured contractor with their own coverage. And again, you might have some overlap. In the insurance world, I'd rather have a little bit of overlap than a big gap.
Oh,
right? Not worth having a gap.
And it's cheap.
It is cheap. It's about $100 to add to your homeowner's policy on the individual side.
When we deliver a $40,000 cabinet package to a house, I can go to sleep that night.
Absolutely.
I don't have to worry.
Right.
You don't want
that call and be worried about that.
The worst course of construction insurance story I can tell is a home we were doing on the side of Camelback Mountain. Delivered tens of thousands of dollars.
I can only imagine.
Of plumbing fixtures on their driveway. And we taped it off. We barriered it off. It was kind of near their garage. We let the homeowners know, but by habit, he jumps in his truck, pushes the overhead garage door opener up, swings out like he always does every day.
Kaboom.
And the entire pallet of plumbing fixtures goes rolling down
the hill,
Camelback Mountain.
Oh, man. I can hear it and see it in my mind.
Oh,
I can hear it.
Were we glad there was course of construction insurance on that project, man?
Yes.
That was back in the 80s. That was a long time ago.
Yes.
But I still remember driving up to that steep driveway thinking,
and seeing parts.
What is all this debris?
Oh my gosh.
You're like, that debris looks familiar. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Right. That almost looks like a $7,000 toilet from Europe. Oh, well, it's just half of it. So anyway, so Corsa Construction Insurance, I just wanted to drive that home because I'm so often looked at like, Rosie, no one has brought this up. No one. So I want to bring it up.
And isn't that the case with most insurance? You don't need it until you need it.
Oh, amen.
Right? You don't want it until it's too late. Yeah, so these are all great questions to start having.
So I always trust you with my questions. Yeah. So can we sum this up? That was a lot of information. So if you're under 40,000,
under 40%.
40%. I'm sorry, 40%. Yeah. Then you want to make sure that the contractors you use are all licensed. That's just another reason for licensed and bonded.
Well, and this is different.
And it's licensed, bonded, insured, and Corsa.
This is another layer.
Not required to operate
by
as
the
a licensed, bonded.
Contractor.
That's right. Not required.
So for even the smaller jobs, then.
That's right.
Should have the rider.
Yeah. Especially for expensive things that are getting delivered.
Right. And then.
And not so much for handyman work.
Okay. And then for anything 40% of your home or more, you will only. Focus or any insurance company will only offer that if the people coming are licensed, bonded,
that's right.
and insured.
You nailed it. That's right. So the insurance company, and think that through, right? They're not willing to insure you unless that contractor is licensed, insured, and bonded, right? So that tells you something. They've had claims in the past, right? That it's just statistical where they've, right, have noticed, hey, a lot of claims come from contractors that aren't insured, licensed, and bonded.